This year's theme is the housing games, but there's no Katniss in this show. The Follies head writer and MC, Tom Clyde, said the heroine of the story is a single mother working three jobs who marries a fireman. Clyde talked about the high stakes of Part City's housing games.
And it's sort of a game show feel about it as they compete for the last affordable unit. Then we've got the second homeowners who are... I think we've sort of captured our relationship with the second homeowners in town fairly well. They're paying all the bills. They're providing opportunities for jobs and businesses that the locals provide. But at the same time, it's driving all of the prices of housing up to where the locals can't afford to live here. And so there's a real tension between the second homeowners and the locals. But at the same time, the second homeowners are searching for that authentic small-town experience that is increasingly hard to find if nobody lives here.
He said the complicated process of creating the show started 9 months ago.
Actually, we started this year in August with a barbecue at my house and the creative team trying to guess last August what would be the hot topic in town 8 or 9 months later. I think we guessed about right this year. That's always a concern. But once we've got the topic in mind, we just kind of stew on it for a little while. And then starting September, we have Follies Home Evening at Terry Moffitt's house once a week and just start working with ideas. You can't write a script by committee, so I'll take it home and see what I can do with the ideas that came out of our meetings. And, you know, then we meet again and we push and pull and adjust this and that. And then it just sort of starts ripening into a script that is pretty one-dimensional, and you throw it at the cast members, and they take it and turn it into what it is.
Writers behind the show are all volunteers. They don't make any money from the Follies, which generates funds for the Egyptian.
The amount of work that goes into it is astounding. I don't know that it would be possible if I had a normal job, and Rick, Terry, and Paul all... Amwell and Josh Mann and Andy Sear, who are the other creative people on it, they all work real-life jobs and, you know, are productive members of society, and I just kind of hang out.
He said there's a cast of about 30 people, plus the locals who appear in the videos.
Of course, the videos are like an entirely separate production. The goal on those is to pick up topics that didn't logically fit with the main script, or to pick up people who realistically can't give us the entire month of April to be in the show.
Clyde said there are 6 videos, including one with KPCW's own Leslie Thatcher. The Follies has become a long-running tradition, and it's sometimes a challenge to find material.
You know, every year we kind of look around and say, what haven't we done? And you try not to repeat things. It becomes increasingly difficult, although Park City's kind of a self-parody. I knew we had kind of jumped the shark on Easter when I went skiing, and here's the Easter Bunny, and Courtney from Eats is there dressed as a giant carrot passing out fresh vegetables on Easter. And I thought, wow, you know, you can't even get a chocolate egg on Easter around here anymore. It's just...
Tom Clyde with the Park City Follies. The shows for the first and second weekend are sold out, but there's still tickets available for Tuesday the 24th, Wednesday the 25th, and Thursday the 26th. For more information, you can call the Egyptian at 649-9371. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.